Does anyone ever wonder why is it that when everyone's being slain in the spirit, the cameraman is never slain in the spirit, the video editors are never slain in the spirit, the guy playing the soft piano music, he stays on tune, the ushers collecting the money, they keep on collecting the money? It's just something to think about, because in today's modern day church, I believe that we have caused many to stop believing in the gifts of the Spirit because it's been turned into a spectacle and a show.
And when we give money, it is truly something that happens in the spiritual realm where we are giving spiritually more of us to God.
So if you like to sow, we have baskets right there. They put a separate one for seeds because sometimes you can give a seed if you have a certain need or desire, or if God puts on your heart to sow for freedom, because that's a key for many people's deliverance, is to sow.
Because many ministries do what other ministries do, it's a copycat, cookie cutter type of a system. You know, Jeremiah 10:2, thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. But what we see in many congregations is a revival of the days of Benny Hinn. It's a revival of the same old things that people would do, where Benny would take his jacket and start waving it around like he's a Christian Harry Potter. But again, how is it that the cameraman never falls back? That man has some supernatural protection or something. Or maybe it's because there's something else happening in the midst of all of this. Now, do not get me wrong, the laying of hands has biblical concepts. In Numbers 20:17, we see a concept of it. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay hands upon him. Right? So the laying of hands is something you see in the Old Testament. Even in the New Testament, you see it as well. Mark 10:16, and he took them up in his arm, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. The laying of hands is something that we see in Scripture. In Acts 13:2-3, you also see laying of hands. What we don't see in the Scripture is what you see in many of these congregations, where it turns into holy laughter. It turns into rap battles with tongues. Rodney Brown and Ken Copeland, when they started having like a Christian rap battle but with fake tongues. The modern day church turns biblical concepts into witchcraft, because a lot of this is manipulation as well.
Oh, refiedha, oh, repasianama, to drink. Oh, Sikaya, we drink parumbo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, prefer, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk on board today. She's going to pay it. I'm from a bungalow, my hand. I'm a stage cap. Bull bum in my head. Bam, I don't know what I'm Elma va che ti ne penste tam framma begrede
alle de este che ya ele me fiesto po e na mamma moro vieste e na manzugura televia an sacara di esto cora e boia e ha u previa pella meni in socorro de.
Another example of this is in John 20:21-22. Then said Jesus to them, again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. But I've been in congregation where a minister who's a guest minister or a guest preacher be breathing on me with his halitosis. And the only thing that's about to knock me out is the fact that the brother needed a breath mint. Other than that, nothing is about to knock me out about what he's doing to me. But he starts blowing the wind of God, as he says he's blowing on me. You see, a lot of people take biblical concepts and they turn it into a spectacle in a show. When miracles happened in the Scripture, it pointed to Jesus Christ. It pointed to the kingdom of heaven. A lot of these people, what they do is they do these spectacles and these shows, and then they even get upset if you don't fall back when they're pushing you to fall back. Do y'all remember Kenneth Copeland when he had the breath of God and he blew to fight off COVID? Y'all remember that?
COVID-19.
I blow the wind of God.
This is why the scriptures tell us in 1 John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This is also why 1 Timothy 5:22 tells us, Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sin, keep thyself pure. So is the laying of hands biblical? You see biblical precedents of them laying on hands. But you also see warnings to test the spirit. You also see warnings not to just lay hands suddenly on anyone. You also see warnings to be Bereans and compare things to the word of God. So I do believe in the gifts of the spirit. I also believe that they must operate under the biblical parameters provided to us by scripture. And I don't agree that every Sunday church becomes like a fortune-telling place for many congregations, especially in Latin America. In many of these churches, as soon as the pastor's done, who's going to come up? Who's going to come up? And the pastor starts, no, we need more people to come up. Who's going to come up? Who's going to come up? Who's going to come up? And then people love it because they go up there and the guys just start speaking to them. And all of a sudden, they start pretty much doing the Vulcan death grip on them and they fall back. And that's another thing, church catchers. I was a church catcher, and maybe that's something that we need for another video. But as a church catcher, you know how many people would fall back faking it? And I could tell they were faking it, bro. They would fall back like an Olympic diver, man. But I digress. That's for another video and another time. But the laying of hands. Be careful. Don't just let anyone lay hands on you, okay? And make sure you hold people accountable. If someone says, thus says the Lord, write it down, write the date. If it doesn't come to pass, mark them and avoid them. Because way too many people will say, I feel from the Lord, I feel from the Lord, I feel from the Lord. And then when you are like, well, I appreciate that, man. Next time you're talking to the Lord, call me on three-way so we can have this conversation. Because just because you feel from the Lord, that doesn't mean I have to go with it. You have to give me time to process this. But in the modern day church, keywords like that are thrown around very loosely, and it's used as a manipulative tactic, because now when you say no to them, you're not just saying no to them. Oh no, you're saying no to the Lord because they heard from the Lord. And the track record of modern day prophets and modern day evangelists and modern day preachers and pastors is terrible. It's terrible. The only things that they nail when it comes to prophecy in many of these congregations is catastrophic events. They'll say things like, in 2025, we're going to get a lot of earthquakes. Duh, earthquakes happen every day. And then when one happens, ooh, I knew it was the Spirit. No, stop. So yes, I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe that God heals. I believe that God delivers. I believe that God can do awesome things. I do believe in laying hands of people when it's necessary and when it's called for. But it's not for a spectacle. It's not for a show. I just don't see that the same person has to go up every Sunday to the front of the church to get a fortune telling by a pastor or a preacher, and every week it's the same thing. And we haven't even started with the church catchers. We'll talk about that in the next one, because that's another thing as well. If you truly believe this is a move of the Holy Spirit, why do you even have to hold them? Can't you trust that God will just hold them so they don't bust their head in concrete? Or are we trying to avoid lawsuits? And if we are trying to avoid lawsuits in church, then are we really trusting in the Holy Spirit? And would people fall back if they knew that no one was actually there to catch them? Well, those are a lot of good questions that we need to talk about. And we'll talk about them in the upcoming weeks. God bless you guys. Be Bereans. Believe that God can still deliver, heal. Miracles are for today, but they must operate under the biblical parameters provided in Scripture. Be a Berean. God bless you and your whole family. And let's go ahead and pray as always. Heavenly Father, thank you for your gifts. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your miracles. Heavenly Father, a lot of times many of these false teachers are brought out into this world so that then they can cause disruption, so that then they can cause us to have doubt and fear and us to not believe anymore that you can move in today's church. Your holiness is real. Your power is real. Your deliverance is real, but it has to operate under the biblical parameters that you've provided to us to protect us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us continue to walk in your ways, because without you, we are absolutely nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless your family. If you enjoy this video, if you even have a comment or feedback on it in the description tab of this video, I'm sorry, in the comment section of this video, leave your comments. Tell me your experience of being taken advantage of in the church, or your experience within this movement in the church. I would love to hear it. And share this with a pastor. Share this with the ministry. Let's have a conversation. God bless you, and God bless your whole family.